Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode. Hey, friend, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to be diving into conscious selling today and ethical approaches to social selling. And I'm pumped, my friends. I'm pumped. So, really quick, if you have been journeying with us through our tarot series and how that applies archetype wise to your business, I just want to acknowledge that we are definitely making a little bit of a shift. We're still being business focused, but you're going to be getting in these next few episodes, at least. You guys know I'm a very intuitive led business owner, and that is what I accredit to building a holy bananas. Looking back on it now, I can officially say seven-figure business. Like, what? Can I get some celebrations and high fives? I'm here to tell you it is possible. One of the things that I accredit that to is being intuitively led, is being true to me. And sharing that with you guys, how to utilize, yes, strategy. And it is so important. But your intuition as well. And understanding that you can leave the ick part out of this industry and be a part of the movement, regardless of whether you are in my specific mentorship line, within my specific company. If you follow me, if you find value in this, what we are doing here is healing this industry. There has been a lot of ick in this industry. There's been a lot of the yucky bro sales tactics, which we're going to talk about here. And one of the biggest ways that we collectively together can begin to say, hey, there is absolutely nothing wrong with a human being standing up and saying, I love this product. It has helped me, or service, right? Maybe you don't have a product. Maybe it's more of a service, or it's a package, or whatever. Okay, whatever it is, because there's lots of different models out there. This also applies to you who are affiliate marketers, right? There's nothing wrong with somebody saying, I enjoy this product. It has made an impact on my life and the whole life-changing thing. That's a whole separate episode, right? But there is something about it that has impacted you for the better, and there is nothing wrong with sharing that. I don't know where this has gotten, well, I do know, and it has to do with what we're going to talk about here, where it got a little off track, but being super, super, super in our lane, knowing that you are a conscious seller, we're going to talk about that, what that means, and that there's nothing wrong with sharing what it is that has made a positive impact on your life and to get paid for that. Anything contrary to that, anybody who, you know, the haters that are out there, right, whatever, I used to be one of them. So I definitely have the utmost compassion and understanding of where that perspective comes from. But for you who are in this industry, or you are curious about social selling, conscious selling, what is it? What are the differences? They are different. They are different. We're going to talk about that. But I want you to know that if anything comes up as far as I'm doing something bad, or maybe there's something wrong with sharing this, because again, there's a lot of haters who just simply don't want, let's face it, the majority of the people in this profession are women, right? They don't want to see us succeed. It's absolutely wild. So that can become internalized though. So I want to just acknowledge that before we get into the episode, that you might have some of what I like to call the fear gremlins start to kick up and start to rear their head and say, oh, like, I don't know if I could share. And just come back to, how did you find out about your product, the service, etc.? Right? Like, we are really not living in this time of the malls anymore, right? It's word of mouth. Things are shared on social media, and really challenging if that fear gremlin voice starts to kick up about why it is that you feel like you can't share your story if it's true. Like, this is the key. This is where we get into conscious social selling, okay? Being conscious in the way that we go about our business rather than slipping into these bro sales tactics. And so one of the core elements of conscious social selling, say that five times fast, friend, is anchoring into that this is my truth. And I need you to deeply hear what I'm about ready to say, that nobody can take your truth from you. Nobody can take your truth from you. Nobody can take the experience that you have had with your products, with your service, with whatever it is, right, that you offer. They can't take it away. Now, here's the thing, right? We grow and we are human and things shift and change on the journey, right? And so a common one that I see, for example, is in the health and wellness. It's just a very easy one to kind of illustrate, but this could also be for skincare or makeup, right? Like whatever. That let's say all of a sudden you become inconsistent at the use or a life event happens and you, let's say health and wellness, right? For example, you find that your health is slipping, right? Or maybe it's the skin and something's going on, right? And it's not what it used to be. And so one thing I'll hear is people saying, well, you know, that used to me, or I used to have that. Is it still true? Well, it's you examining and going, okay, have I changed in the way that I am utilizing what I love? Am I feeding my mind the same things? Am I being consistent? Am I practicing what I preach? And if there is an inconsistency there, right? And I'm putting aside that, like, you know, that they changed the formula or that the quality shifted or whatever, right? Like let's say it's the same. All right. Well, then you've got to look at what has shifted with you. Is there something different about you? Are you still in alignment with your product, with your company, etc.? You've got to be really drastically honest. Honest is another big core of this. And if you're going, yes, I love it. I love the way it smells or it tastes or it's organic or whatever, right? The thing that makes you go yes to this thing, but yeah, I shifted a little bit. We went through the panini, like some things happened, right? But I'm going to start over. I'm going to start again, right? Shameless plug for the Fool Tarot podcast for your business. Go back and listen to that one. We're always going to be in some shape or another going through these cycles and through these journeys of beginning and then coming to the cycle of completion. And understand that a lot of people will go, oh, well, because my journey is shifting or changing, maybe that means I need to quit. Or maybe that means that I need to shift companies. Or maybe that means whatever. You need to ask yourself, are you still feeling in alignment? Are you still feeling like this really works? I've gotten a great transformation. And you need to go back to the beginning, or is there actually a call to shift? Because the honesty and the integrity is such a part of what we are about ready to talk about. But what I'm going to assume about you listening to this is that you love your product, right? And so I just want to remind you that your story is valid. Your story now, even if you're starting over again, even if, and I'll use my own example here. One of the products that I use is exogenous ketones. If you follow me, you know that. Well, that a lot of people will talk about it for the fat loss benefits. I never started it for that. Like, so here my dilemma, right? Like just front to front here. My dilemma is most people talk about it for fat loss, but I'm here for the energy side of things. Are people going to get it? And then I had a child and all of a sudden I did need it for fat loss and my body shifted and it changed. And my mind was going, okay, like, is it going to make sense to people that I was taking this and some people take it for fat loss and now I'm living in a totally different body and I've got to use it in a different way. So my point in sharing this with you is that your story and your journey is going to change, but that does not mean that you need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It just means that you need to examine and get really strong in your own integrity with your product, in your own value in the product or service, etc., your company, and reignite that fire. Remind yourself why. And again, you might be going, oh, I thought we were talking about conscious selling. Well, to talk about conscious selling, I need you to be firm in that no matter where you are at in your journey right now, you have said yes today, right? You have shown up today as someone who is a representative of your company or your service, or you have the affiliate link in your bio, whatever, okay? There is something that you are saying yes to, and to anchor deeply into that and kind of go shoop, shoop, shoop to any of those little fear gremlins that might be going, hey, I want to sabotage you. Hey, I want to point out this thing. Let me tell you, you get to be human. You get to be human. You get to start over. You get to have ups and downs in your journeys. And guess what? That authenticity, which we're going to talk about, that truth, that, hey, this is where I'm at, is actually what is going to resonate with your potential customers who will become customers, right? And come with you on the journey. That part, that human vulnerability, is what the key is, okay? So I really need you to understand that and anchor into that. Okay, my friends, so we're gonna start diving into a little bit more here about, you know, conscious selling, how we can work with this specifically, and what it looks like in your business, and maybe some challenges that you might come across. Okay, so we talked about what it is. I'm just going through my notes here right now. And when you begin this, right, when you begin to anchor into your truth, when you begin to anchor into, like, yes, I am here, and yes, my story matters, and even though I may be starting again, or I may be relaunching, or maybe you've changed your brand, or who you're talking to, right? I shared a little piece of my story where I first started for energy, and then it became more of a fat loss meets energy. And so that looked like my brand shifting and my brand changing. At one point I was vegetarian, and another point I was plant-based. And so you're not married to that. You're not married to your brand. You can always shift and change it, but you always have to be in this place of, I believe deeply in what I represent. So starting at this point, this is where we begin to kind of diverge from what I like to call the bro sales tactics, from typical social selling, which is a very much make the sale no matter what, sell the highest package. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Now, here's the cool thing. If you have, let's say, for example, some package within your company that really saves people a lot of money, maybe it's giving you as the representative of the company, you know, quite a bit of volume. Maybe you have your upline, your team leader being like, we're moving the double dipper packages because that's going to help you meet your goals, right? And you're hearing a lot of this verbiage. If that is truly the best package for the skincare transformation or whatever it is that your client is looking for, then absolutely talk to them about it. And I'm not saying to not talk to your people about what the sales are, but what I am saying, the difference between social selling in this kind of bro tactic way versus conscious selling, is a deep understanding of what your client is looking for and an almost borderline fearlessness on your part to tell them the truth. And this is what this looks like. Let's say somebody's wanting a skincare or hair, or whatever, physical transformation of some kind. You're like, and I would like that in a week, please. I will purchase the biggest package. I will, you know, and it's all the volume, right? Let's paint this kind of dilemma for you. But you know that, yeah, it's going to be a great start. Yeah, da, 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 but they're going to need to do it longer. My question to you is, are you going to be honest with them and tell them how long they need to commit to it? And if they come back and they say, well, in that case, you know, maybe I'll go with the medium package or maybe something smaller that I can do more long-term. A conscious seller is going to work with what the goals are that your customer or potential customer has over just making this huge, massive sale. This is the difference. And so the other part of this that's super key is that you are actively listening, that you are really understanding and helping them understand expectations as well with your product, and really listening. I can't stress this enough. If they're saying things that indicate quick fix, right? In a week, I would like, in a month, whatever it is. And if it's something astronomical that you know is just not humanly possible outside of, you know, dropping thousands of dollars potentially on plastic surgery or something just very, very, very intense, right? That you're being honest with them. You're telling them, you're saying, hey, you know, this is the honest truth. This is what I believe would be the best fit for you. And here is why, right? Tagging them in testimonials, getting them tagged in a video, et cetera, following the systems that you have in place. Okay. So this is what I mean when I am referring to a customer-centric approach, which I'm going to be honest with you, at first may not be the promoter or the ambassador or the whatever, the director, whatever they call you, right, in your company centric approach. It's about them. But this is how, my friends, this is how you build a lasting organization. This is how you build a lasting customer base. Because when you begin to do it and then you teach your people to do it, you begin to be known for the person that isn't going to lead people astray, right? You're going to tell them what it is. You're going to be radical in that. You're going to make the right recommendations, and you're not going to be scared to tell them if you think a product or a service or whatever, even if it's on sale, isn't necessarily the best fit for them. And here is why. Here's the thing. I want you to think back to your own experience buying something at like a sales capacity, right? It could be like buying a mattress or buying a perfume or whatever. If the person talking to you, almost that you've got some rapport, right? They're likable, whatever. Like let's give you that. If they are just saying everything is going to be right for you, you begin to have a little bit of suspicion, right? And most of you guys have a lot of product offerings. I can guarantee you that every product is not for every customer. This is the difference in that traditional social selling, bro tactics. It's like you have a pulse, the product's for you. That is not true. And you know that is not true. You know that's not true. And your people deeply understand that as well. Now, will you occasionally find some people who just want to go out, browse your website on their own? Yes. You know what I tell these people? I tell them my most successful people, we have a little conversation and I at least make some recommendations. Are you open to that? Save that, write it down. Are you open to that? Ending on a question is so key. And then they say, no, I'm really not. Well, guess what? You still are doing conscious selling. Why? Because you gave them the opportunity. You told them, hey, my most successful people do this. Also, like pro tip, I do this when people purchase too, because they need coaching, right? For best practices. I know you guys have awesome supports, resources, et cetera, within your groups, whether it's email lists, whatever, just you as a person being in their inbox, right? Letting them know that those who really communicate and take advantage of that get the best results, right? And so let them know to be expecting follow-up and that you also, like, that door is open for them to utilize you as much as possible. Because what are you doing? You're planting that seed. We've all had that customer, right? Who's come back and been like, yeah, so it's been a month and I don't like this flavor, so I'm canceling everything. You're like, I have asked you 3 to 4 different times and I have been ghosted, right? Like, we have that person. But if you know during those initial interactions, right, that you have planted that seed, you know your side of the street is clean. You have done everything you can to help that customer. Okay, so again, this is coming back to the customer centric approach that is so key. All right. And obviously being anchored in this honesty, this integrity that we talked about, right? This genuine love of your product and acceptance of you where you are within your own journey. Okay. All right. The other thing that is really key is this educational piece. And I talked about this like just towards the end, right? Where I talked about, you know, set them up for understanding that when they plug in after purchasing, right, they're going to get the best results utilizing you. And hello, if you are just selling to people and disappearing, that is not conscious selling. It doesn't just end when you make the sale, right? I'm hoping that you're saying right back, but if you're not, you're going, oh man, like I could be a lot stronger with my customer retention. I could be a lot stronger with making sure that at least I'm doing my part. It's totally on them if they respond, if they plug in, and I'll just give a personal example. So when somebody purchases from me, they get access to meal plans. They get a 10-day guide. They have my personal cell phone number. They get so much. They can literally be in my inbox daily asking the people who do get best results, which is incredible value, right? Just that in and of itself. And so I tell them this, whatnot. Do some people take advantage of it? Yes, most people do. But are there a few who don't? You betcha. And so I share that with you guys from somebody who, you know, would be considered at the top of the company, that if it's happening to me, I know it's happening to you. It is normal, but it's just setting this up. But that being said, I need you to understand that there does need to be something after the sale is my point here. Okay, there needs to be some type of follow-up. Hey, how's it going? Are you helping them ease on? What does that look like? For you guys who are leaders and have teams, What does that look like if you're utilizing groups to sell, if you are utilizing texting services? What are you doing for your customers, not just to upgrade them? Then you're somebody like the clogs, you know what I'm talking about, right? But like the wheels are turning. Like, oh yeah, you know, fellow, because I want to get him to, you know, get on the auto, or I want to get him to be a promoter or whatever. Like, no. I mean, it's great, yes, if that happens, but can your first goal be a happy customer? Can it just be a happy customer? Because here's where things get concerning, okay, is making a ton of sales, which is great and it's applauded and people rank up and it's awesome. But what is the retention? Because you can shoot up really high, really fast, and you will come crashing back down if you do not have a solid foundation, and or if you're just like a supernova diamond, right? And by that, I mean like talent-wise, because there's actually ranks that are named crazy things like that. You just have to keep bringing them in and bringing them in and bringing them in and bringing them in, right? And it's not a happy customer base. It's not sustainable. If you want to have, you know, any semblance of not burning out, you have a family, et cetera, that pace eventually is going to be one that is really hard to keep up with. And so this is why I share, you know, hey, yes. And if you are somebody who has a high level of, you know, customers and you bring that in, awesome. I really do want you to look at what are the transformations that they're having. If you are a heavy recruiter, are they hitting their goals, or are they just dropping off in a couple months or whatever? And then to really examine, like, okay, what can I do for the retention? What can I do to make sure that people aren't just coming in and I'm making a sale to make a sale, and to look at that, okay, to seek out mentorship for that. That's super important. And for you guys who are like, man, I just want to make a sale, right? I just want to bring in a couple new customers, like that would be great. And for you guys, what I would share is, okay, what are we focusing on right now? Are you focusing on just that? I'm here just to make a sale. Are you focused on, this is the type of transformation that I've had that I know that I can help somebody with, not do it for them. Right. And you might have just started yesterday. There's something that made you say yes. You are one step ahead of the people that you are guiding through. And again, it's kind of like circles back, right, to that. I believe in my story. My story is worthy now. It is worthy of being shared now. I have something to offer right now as I am right now. And so I would ask you to look at that. Like, what is your belief in self, in your own integrity and ability to help somebody transform? And if you're like, you know what, like, honestly, Luna, it's not that great right now. I need you to link arms with a mentor. I need you to reach up within your organization until you find somebody who's willing to pour this belief into you, until you catch it for yourself. And I will share this with you. You will eventually have to catch it for yourself. That will, and it can get you pretty far. A mentor believing in you and like sprinkling like their belief pixie dust on you, especially if you kind of have stars in your eyes for them. It really can. It's almost like the placebo effect, right? But I want you to do that until you start to get this momentum and this, oh my gosh, wow, like I linked on. This could look like having a three-way chat with an upline. This could look like having a conversation like, hey, like I really need you to walk me through, you know, this week. What are some steps that I can take? Hey, I need a list of income producing activities. Hey, I want to go through a relaunch, right? Reaching up until you find somebody who can help you within your organization, within your business. I can guarantee you that there is somebody who wants to help you. And if you're like, I don't even know where to begin, I don't know one company that doesn't have some type of support or whatnot that you can email and go, hey, like I need a list of my team leaders. Like I know this person is directly who I joined, like send me a list because I'm trying to find people who I can work with, right? So that is totally normal, I would say. Because there are people who are invested in you and want you to win. They do. So, okay, a couple ideas there for you guys, no matter if you're just trying to bring in a few customers, right? You're just there, or you're somebody who's bringing in a lot, but you're just not seeing the retention. And obviously the goal is whether you're bringing in two customers or you're bringing in, you know, 200 customers or more. And I've worked with people who all sides of that. Okay. The goal though, regardless of the number, because the number's really lifted up within the industry, regardless of the number, is what are the transformations that these people are having? What is that? And that's hard to really equate, right, in your back office or whatnot, but it's something that you can look at personally and see. And that is really where the magic happens. And so I share that with you. Conscious selling. I want you to begin thinking about this. Yes, you're in social selling, but there's many ways to do social selling. And so I'm going to invite you into becoming a conscious seller, a conscious part of this industry that's saying, hey, to sell, right, means to be of service. And I'm here to be of service to other people and help them with the goals that they have set. And I have some really fun and cool tools that have helped me. And if it interests you, I can point you where to get them. I can show you what I did. I'm here to help you. And that's really it. We can really overcomplicate it, right? We can really get into this space of spinning our wheels, but come back to what it is. It's a product you love that you've had an awesome experience with. And how can you help some people have a similar experience and walk beside them as they do so? So with that, I'm sending you guys so much love. Thanks for being here. As always, if you enjoyed this, make sure to screenshot this episode. Tag me over on Instagram. I'm at the Luna Ashley. I'm always doing giveaways, freebies, little pop-up coaching within the DMs over on the gram. So just paying it forward, always, always. So sending you guys love. I will see you on the next episode. Bye, guys.